Just a few nights ago, we all moved our clocks ahead an hour in an effort to save daylight. Just a few years ago, the compact fluorescent light bulb was the smart, cutting-edge choice for consumers seeking to save energy and money as compared to the use of standard incandescent light bulbs. But the lights may be going out on the CFL bulb era, as consumers continue to seek ways to save more energy and more money. And that's what we'll talk about today on Almanac, brought to you by Central Hudson. First this. Around any bend in any road, any time around the clock, Central Hudson crews can be found working along the region's roadways. We always mark these work zones for safety's sake, and as a driver, you can do your part, too. Obey all flaggers' directions and be prepared to slow down or stop. Maintain a safe distance from the vehicle in front of you as well as from all traffic barriers, equipment, and workers. An important safety message from Central Hudson. Here's Almanac. As the illumination quality of light-emitting diode, LED, light bulbs improved in recent years, and while their costs plummeted at the same time, manufacturers and retailers began shifting their efforts in that direction away from the last big breakthrough in residential and commercial lighting, compact fluorescent bulbs. Now, no less an industry giant than General Electric is saying farewell to the compact fluorescent light, announcing early last month that it would stop making and selling CFL bulbs in the United States by the end of this year. John Stranick, Chief Operating Officer of Consumer and Conventional Lighting at GE, told New York Times business reporter Diane Cardwell for a February 2nd report, "Now is the right time to transition from CFL to LED. There are so many choices that a consumer has for one socket in their home that it's overwhelming. This will help simplify that." Compact fluorescents were the first big energy-saving alternative to standard incandescent bulbs, which no longer meet government standards for energy efficiency in the U.S. and many places abroad. But consumers have long complained about the harsh quality of light of the early models, and they can also be slow to warm up and difficult to dim, and CFLs contain trace amounts of mercury. Now, initially, LEDs were more expensive, with bulbs often running $30 apiece, but the technology found fans who said they offered better light quality. Prices dropped steadily, falling well below $5 for a single basic bulb last year, in part because of government regulations making it easier for them to qualify for generous discounts. And as a result, consumers have been migrating toward the LEDs. In 2014, LEDs made up about 5% of the American market. According to the National Electrical Manufacturers Association, LEDs reached 15% of bulb shipments in the third quarter of last year, a jump of more than 237% over the same quarter the year before. Halogen dominates standard bulb shipments, the association reported, representing almost half of the total, followed by CFLs at about 27%, a share that is steadily declining. Retailers have also been moving away from CFLs, which will have a harder time qualifying for the Energy Star rating under regulations proposed for next year, GE's Mr. Stranick said. Those include giants like Sam's Club and Walmart, which have fewer CFL options on shelves, he said. Retailer IKEA abandoned CFLs completely and started carrying only LEDs last year. For now, the General Electric move applies only in the United States. There's been wider acceptance of CFLs elsewhere, especially in Europe, Mexico, and other parts of Latin America. We'll take a trip to the northern reaches of North America, including some spots right here in the Hudson Valley, tomorrow morning at this time, to sample some maple syrup. Wednesday's Almanac, brought to you by Central Hudson. People, power, possibilities.